Welcome to the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for December 2012, brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. In this month's Corporate Restructuring Review, we'll discuss five topics. First, last month's largest Chapter 11 filings and other statistics. Second, large Chapter 11 filings TCR editors anticipate in the near term. Third, a quick review of the major pending disputes in Chapter 11 cases that we monitor day by day. Fourth, reminders about debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. And fifth, information you're unlikely to find elsewhere about new publicly traded securities being issued by Chapter 11 debtors. Part 1, December 2012 Mega Cases. Now let's review the largest Chapter 11 cases in December 2012. Danilo Munoz reports the large Chapter 11 filings continue to decrease since 2010. In December 2012, there were four bankruptcies involving companies with more than $100 million in assets. While this is a slight increase from the three mega filings in November, the figure is way down compared to October, since six such $100 million cases were commenced. For the first 12 months of 2012, there were a total of 64 mega filings with assets in excess of $100 million, compared to 82 during the same period in 2011 and 106 in 2010. Of the December filings, Edison Mission Energy reported more than $1 billion in assets. Specifically, Edison Mission Energy listed total assets of $5.13 billion and $5.09 billion in total liabilities in its Chapter 11 petition. For fiscal year 2012, a total of 12 companies sought Chapter 11 with excess of $1 billion in assets. Five of those filed in May. Edison Mission Energy, or EME, is a holding company whose subsidiaries and affiliates are engaged in the business of developing, acquiring, owning or leasing, operating and selling energy and capacity from independent power production facilities. EME also engages in hedging and energy trading activities in power markets through its subsidiary Edison Mission Marketing and Trading, Inc. EME was formed in 1986 and is an indirect subsidiary of Edison International. Edison International also owns Southern California Edison Company, one of the largest electric utilities in the United States. EME and its affiliates sought Chapter 11 protection on December 17, 2012, with a bankruptcy court for the Northern District of Illinois. EME reached an agreement with the holders of a majority of EME's $3.7 billion of outstanding public debt and its parent company. Edison International, EIX, that pursuant to a plan of reorganization and pending court approval, would transition Edison International's equity interest to EME's creditors, retire existing public debt, and enhance EME's access to liquidity. The second largest Chapter 11 filing was LCI Holding Company, Inc. The company, which does business as Life Care Hospitals, disclosed assets of $422 million and liabilities totaling $575.9 million as of September 30, 2012. LifeCare and its affiliates have agreed to sell their assets to their existing lenders in exchange for debt, absent higher and better offers in an auction. The secured lenders have also agreed to provide financing for the Chapter 11 effort. LifeCare operates eight, quote, hospital-within-hospital facilities and 19 freestanding facilities in 10 states. The hospitals have about 1,400 beds and facilities in Louisiana, Texas, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Nevada. LifeCare is controlled by Carlyle Group, which holds 93.4% of the stock, following a $570 million acquisition in August 2005. LifeCare and its affiliates sought Chapter 11 protection on December 11, 2012, with a bankruptcy court for the District of Delaware. The third largest Chapter 11 filing was by THQ, Inc., a worldwide developer and publisher of interactive entertainment software, which listed $204.8 million in total assets and $248.1 million in total liabilities. THQ develops its products for all popular game systems, personal computers, wireless devices, and the internet. Headquartered in Los Angeles County, California, THQ sells product through its network of offices located throughout North America and Europe. THQ Inc. and its affiliates sought Chapter 11 protection on December 19, 2012, also with the Delaware Bankruptcy Court. THQ has a deal to sell its video game development business to Clear Lake Capital Group LP for about $60 million, absent higher and better offers at an auction proposed for January 2013. Clear Lake and existing lender Wells Fargo Capital Finance LLC are providing $10 million of DIP financing. Hospital operator Interfaith Medical Inc. filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on December 2, 2012, disclosing total assets of $142.4 million and liabilities of $341 million. Interfaith operates a 287-bed hospital on Atlantic Avenue in Bedford-Stuyvesant and an ambulatory care network of 8 clinics in central Brooklyn, in Crown Heights, and Bedford-Stuyvesant. Interfaith Medical Center filed for Chapter 11 protection on December 2, 2012, with a U.S. bankruptcy court for the Eastern District of New York in Brooklyn. Interfaith officials said they had no choice but to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization, given the hospital's precarious financial situation. But they said the hospital had a better chance of surviving in the long term if the state would guarantee it about $20 million in what is known as debtor-in-possession financing to underwrite its operating costs during the reorganization. Edison Mission Energy's case was pre-negotiated. For fiscal year 2012, 14 of the 64 mega cases involved prepackaged or pre-negotiated Chapter 11 filing, or about 22% of the mega cases. For 2011, 13 of the 83 mega cases involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 plan as of the petition date, or about 16% of the large Chapter 11 filings. For fiscal year 2010, a total of 35 prepacks prearranged cases were filed out of the 106 bankruptcy mega cases, or about one in every three filings in 2010. For the first 11 months of 2012, the manufacturing industry continues to lead mega filings with 10, followed by the information industry with 8, and finance industry with 7 mega filings. For the first 12 months of 2012, the bankruptcy court for the Southern District of New York was the most favored venue for mega filers with 21, wrestling away the lead from the bankruptcy court for the District of Delaware with 19 mega filings. In 2011, the Delaware Bankruptcy Court was the most favored of bankruptcy mega cases with 38 filings, or 46% of the mega cases, followed by the Southern District of New York with 16 filings, or 19% of the mega cases, and by the Northern District of Texas with 4 filings, or 5% of the mega cases. The rest of the bankruptcy mega cases are spread evenly throughout the various bankruptcy courts. Lehman Brothers Holding Corp. remains the biggest corporate bust in history. Lehman, which filed in 2008, had $639 billion in total assets and $613 billion in total liabilities at the time of its filing. For 2011, the largest Chapter 11 filing was filed by MF Global Holdings Ltd. and its affiliates. As of September 30, 2011, MF Global had $41.05 billion in total assets and $39.68 billion in total liabilities. For 2012, the largest Chapter 11 filing was by Residential Capital LLC, which disclosed $15.68 billion in assets and $15.28 billion in liabilities as of March 31, 2012. The law firm of Young, Conaway, Stargett & Taylor LLP is involved in 5 of the $100 million Chapter 11 cases for 2012. This is tops among law firms. DLA Piper LLP is second with 3. 15 other law firms serve as counsel or co-counsel in 2 mega filings cases for 2012. Young Conaway represents Journal Register Company, Southern Air Holdings, Contract Research Solutions, Arctic Glacier, and Buffets, Inc. DLA Piper represents Starlight Investments, Ready Ice, and Trident Microsystems. That concludes Part 1 of the report. The report continues in Part 2.